just switch relevant to the kitchen, go through a lot of different topics hopefully, go through a little Tfilas Kelim, a little bit Basar V'Challa, maybe fish and meat, maybe some Sakana. Just before we go, Tfilas Kelim, fine. And as you want to set up your Dira or your house, so first is Mitzvah Tfilas Kelim. Now I'm going to get Tfilas Kelim. So what's Chayim Tfilas Kelim? So metal is Chayim Tfilas Kelim, that's Midaraisa, and Midarabanan glass is Chayim Tfilas Kelim. A question you get us all the time is that does glass need to be tied with a bracha? The answer is 100% yes. I don't know, there's some misconception in the world that glass for some reason doesn't need a bracha. Glass needs a bracha 100%, it's just Chayim Midarabanan. But if I had the glass would, yes, need Tfilas Kelim, Tfilas Kelim with the bracha. So metal, glass, those are the bracha. Things like plastic doesn't need a bracha. China, things like that. The Alamais Cheres, those would not need a bracha.
Plastic
needs
to be
total? Plastic
is
not need to be total, no. Plastic. What? Cheres doesn't need it? Or? You said it doesn't. The question some people do without a bracha would be China, that's doesn't need it. People are worried about a lot of these things that there's a little glaze of glass on it. That's really the main child. Sometimes they have a glaze of glass, therefore that's the reason why you need to be table it. But the CS is that nowadays, olden days was like this, I'm having a glaze. Nowadays it's just like a spray. So really, China doesn't need to do, you don't need to be table China. Now, in terms of whether you make a bracha or not. So if you buy something in Eretz Yisrael, so then Tfilas Kelim, the concept is that you buy something from a goy and it goes to a year, like Goshen Rishonim is, it goes from Tumas Goy to Kedushas Yisrael, therefore you have to go ahead and table. You have to be tied with a keli. If you buy from a Jew, so then there's no chiyuv Tfilas Kelim. So therefore, if you buy things in Eretz Yisrael, it's pretty safe to assume most things in Eretz Yisrael are Jewish. Even though we have some Arab companies, but most things are Jewish. Then if you go Basarai, if anything born in Eretz Yisrael, you could basically assume that. If you can, first try to find a close store. Yes, where it's made. If it's made in Israel, and you can't even var whether it's made by Jews or Goyim, you go Basarayim, and therefore there will not be Chayav
Tfilas Kelim. Also, Basarayim, I won't make a bracha, even if I end up buying a mikvah.
What do you mean? Buy in Eretz Yisrael, Israeli stuff?
Right.
You don't have to be tabled. The whole concept of Tfilas Kelim went from Goyim to Jews. In Eretz Yisrael, it's pretty safe to if it's made in Israel, so then Israel is quite Jewish. Therefore, it wouldn't need Tfilas Kelim at all. So you buy something at Sofim, you buy a knife or something that's made in Israel, you don't have to do it. If it's made in Chutz La'aretz, so then Rabbi Bar Goyim, therefore there'll be a chiyuv to be tevil. The question is, what about the bracha? Do you say Sofim bracha sa'akol? Maisa, there is a possibility that maybe it was a Jewish-owned company. There are companies which are Jewish. Or you say no, Maisa, Rav Goyim, and Rav would be Machriya. Maisa, Moshe, Chazanesh, both say Rav is Machriya. Therefore, if you buy something in Chutz La'aretz, some things made in China, made in New York, even in New York, we'd say it's you have a chiyuv tefillah with a bracha because we would assume that it's by a guy and therefore you do it with a bracha. One last lesson we get to this game, then we want to more other things in the kitchen is that when you get electrical appliances, you buy a kumkum, you buy a sandwich maker. Do you have to be tevil that or not? You have these coffee machines. So halacha is basically have to be tevil it. I break, you have a problem. Right? There is a chiyuv Tfilas Kelim, and you have to figure out some way how to do it. So now most things the metzias is that you don't see why no kumkum. You dip it in and you take it out, leave it for a week. With that cloud, it's gonna be okay. If you use it right away, it's gonna short the house, probably explode and make a fire. But if you wait a week or so, with that cloud should be okay, and most things are okay. Something like a mixer, or not mixer, something like a batch. So there are some things which have chips in it, which if you put it in the water, the attacker will get ruined. That's a little bit more difficult. So there are two eights over there. One eight is that there is normally when you table a clay, you have to table the whole clay. You table part of the clay, you have a big, big thing, you only put 3/4 of the way in. Now you have to. Even if you turn it afterwards upside down, do the other quarter, you have to do the whole thing. You have to do the whole thing one time. And normally the way you tevil a kli is the way you use it. If you have something which has parts and you should tevil it the way you use it, you shouldn't take it apart. Something which would break, if you tevil the whole thing, there is a Shittas Rambam which says that by Tumah V'Taira, if you do a little bit at a time, chilek, it's okay. So there is a Eitzah for something which has a chip which will break. You just take apart the metal parts. That's the thing which is chayiv. The plastic is not chayiv. The other part is not chayiv. Take out the blaze, just be careful of that, and then everything else would be okay.
The food processor, you meant to go tablet.
The food processor, maybe. Food processor, okay. Also, the it has a chip a lot of times, right? So it's going to break. So the Eitzah would be is just take the knife and the metal part out, apart. Be careful of that. The rest be soyed. If it be tummy, right? So be, the rest be soyed. It's not makabel tummy. It's plastic. It's not something which is chayiv. So you just take the part which is chayiv. Take it apart. Take the part which is chayiv. And then the other part, the mice would be.
Technically, you always meant to have it in the way you're going to use it.
Technically, it's one clean, and that's the way Derek Shimush is the way you should be table. That's technically the way you should do it. If it's going to break, you just take apart. The second eight is that. We said before, you only have to use Kalim if it goes from a Goy to a Jew. If you have something which was a Jewish own thing, then it's not going to be Chayim. A lot of times you see on the, you have these kumkums, you say it doesn't need tefillah. So why doesn't it need tefillah? It's made in China. So the reason why it doesn't need tefillah is because what they do is that they have a Jew finish it off. They make it like, say, 90%, and then the last little thing, they have a Jew finish it off, so being that the Jew finished off the kli, therefore it's not going from a goy to a yid, it's going from a Jew to a Jew. That's how it works. So they have this thing where it has a hechsher of the Gaivet of China. I probably never heard of him, but this is one of his big shtalas. But somebody looked into it and he said that they take it to it correctly and it's reliable and it has a hechsher, it doesn't need to be a skelem. That's the chat that they finished it off like the Israel. And therefore, that's the reason why it would not, the mice would not need any to his kelim.
Just to let go of the kli and the mikvah
water? Yeah, because you have to tear the whole thing.
Can't hold it lightly.
Unless you put the water there first. You put water on first, and afterwards.
Can you hold it by a plastic?
I'll just finish off. So therefore, there's eight. So some of you think it might break. What you do is you give it to a Uman Yisrael to take it apart, and then to fix it. The Jew takes it apart and fixes it, so he made an ois kli. Now it's putting back and making it into a kli. Therefore, it's called the thing by the Yisrael. And therefore, that's always the eitzah for something which you're afraid is going to break. That might technically be eitzah. So let's chaz this chelik. Move on to the next part. We said tefillas kelim on metals deraisa, glass derabanan. You make a bracha. You go baser royiv if you can't remember where it's from. If it's in chutzlaretz, if you can't find out where it's from, you go baser royiv and you assume it's from a kohen and do with a bracha. Right, so you go baser royiv. You would not be mechayiv. The way you tevel normally is you tevel the way it comes. Electrical appliances, that call it tevel, let it just dry out, and it's okay if you're afraid it's going to break. So you could give it to Uman Yisrael, and Uman Yisrael will go ahead and take it apart and put it together, and therefore it's going to be okay. One last halacha, if you use something without tefillas kelim, it doesn't answer the food. It's maybe not allowed to use it, but it's a wrong thing to do, but it doesn't answer the food. So anytime, any place where if there wasn't tefillas kelim, or you forgot to do it, you meant to do it, the mice of the food is not going to be us. Let's move around. Talk a little bit about basal chalav, fish and meat, and things like that. So start with basal chalav. You cook meat, chicken, and milk together. That's basal chalav, and it's going to be changed. Not only if you cook the actual meat and milk together, if you cook something in a pot, take a fleishlik pot, and which is used that day for fleishliks, and then afterwards you made macaroni and cheese. So the halach is treif. Why is it treif? Even though there wasn't actually milk and meat together, but the klal is that if you have blias, which get absorbed into a pot, when you cook mochix, right? You cook mochix in a pot, so now the pot now becomes mochix. Right afterwards, you go away to cook fleishliks, so the milk comes out of the pot, get absorbed into the pot, the blias come out, and it goes into the fleishliks and makes a treif. Now there's a concept that kalim absorb and kalim give out. So whenever within 24 hours, the kalim, you cooked something, fleishliks in a pot, and anytime you cook something afterwards, whatever comes out is going to be fleishliks. So therefore, not only if you put milk and milk together, if you do it in a keli, which is ben yoyme, then it's going to be okay. Now the answer to 90% of kitchen tiles are stam kelim in binyan. What does stam kelim in binyan mean? If you remember this, 90% of things you're good to go. This klal that we say that kelim absorb and give out, that's only if you use it within 24 hours for, let's say, a mochik apad. If you use it with mochik for 24 hours, then within the next 24 hours, it gives off time of mochiks. If you waited more than 24 hours, so now whatever comes out already becomes pagam, becomes bad, because after 24 hours, the belias, which get absorbed, goes bad. Now that it comes out, it doesn't do anything, because being that the taste which comes out is spoiled taste, it comes out, therefore it's, if it goes into the food, it doesn't affect anything, because it's not something which has a good taste. So any time you have a pot which was not used in the last 24 hours, it's not going to go ahead and chew up the food. I took macaroni and cheese, I put it into my fleishika pot. So what's the halacha on the macaroni and cheese? So if I use fleishiks in that pot in the last 24 hours, then halacha is what? Treif. I did not use it for 24 hours, which most, a lot of times that situation, then the halacha is, and then it's going to be okay, and it's not going to assa the food. You're going to have to kasher the pot, but the food is not going to be assa. Anytime you waited 24 hours.
Materials to get bleached?
Oh, the pots. Most materials are assumed are absorbed. Metal, all those things are assumed.
Glass
is a big machlekes. Mechaber, Ramah, and Hechas Pesach. There are a lot of mekilim. Rambam says that even though the Ramah is machmer in Hechas Pesach, that's only klape chomer the Pesach, but klape basav cholav you can be mekel. Therefore, that also could be a big hatar. If you cooked in something which is glass, then it's not going to aser, and therefore, and it's not going to aser, and therefore it's going to be okay.
Together is special. The temperature of boiling,
Yatzeles. It has to be Yatzeles in order to give up this. So whenever it's after Ben Yoyim, we say Stamkim, whenever it's after 25 hours, then it's going to be okay. Waiting again, you go to somebody's house who's, you have a relative, you're going to the house and their kashrus is not up to standards which you would eat the type of foods which they serve. But when you're coming, they're going to only buy Pesach Sheir when you're there. So the question is, do you have to worry about the pots or not? So the answer is, Stam Kamein Ben Yoimam, being that you're assuming they didn't cook these things in the last 24 hours, so therefore it's not going to go into the food, and therefore it's not going to... Wait, so Stam Kamein Ben Yoimam is like this, I'll get that one second. In terms of, can I take a... Okay, so you want to know, can I take a fleishik pot, which I used 3 days ago, and warm up macaroni and cheese? Can I do that now? So two reasons why I can't do that. Number one is, Chazal made a gzera, eni ben yoimai, ato ben yoimai. That if you within 24 hours, it's treif. After 24 hours, it's going to be the evidence. Chazal said, don't use any ben yoimai. Why? Because you might come along to use a ben yoimai. Therefore, it's always usur to do it. But that isur is isur on the person. Don't do it. It's not something which affects the food. So therefore, you're not supposed to do it, but it's not going to affect the food. Reason number two not to do it is because Lamaisa, you just trafed up your pot. If a fleishik pot has not been yoimai, you put milchiks in it. So now this pot has a blaze of fleishiks, a blaze of milchiks, and you're going to have to go ahead and kasher it. So that's the two reasons not to do it. But once it's done, when you copy the food, then Lamaisa, the food is going to, the food is going to be mutter.
Glass is never going to ask you to be the oven outside of
yourself. Glass, Lamaisa, will make it be the oven, and it's never going to ask that there.
And going to the relative won't be a problem because they're going to have to look for you.
I'm about to fool you because they're cooking
themselves.
They're cooking themselves anyhow, and clapping in their world, they always want to be samurai. I don't know what trade for this, I'm talking about whatever, therefore, it would not be wrong. Now, the one exception, this is the big exception, which makes it much more complicated, is that onions, even if it's any ben yoimai, it takes out the bleas. As you have a fleishik knife, you haven't used it in 3 weeks, you cut an onion with it, the onion comes fleishik now. And even if you Even though it's any ben yoimai, the class, something which is sharp, takes out the bleas, and not only takes out the bleas, it also revamps the bleas, and makes something from bad to good. Therefore, whenever you have onions, that's mechayel l'shvach, and therefore it makes it into tam rishon, and therefore it's going to be a problem.
Even after 24 hours,
onion is the killer, basically. So therefore, onions are always very, very complicated when you're, pot also.
You put
onions into a fleishik pot, onions are not fleishik. That's what onions are very complicated. You cut them with a milchik knife, and then you put them into a fleishik pot, and treif.
Even if it's cooking in the pot.
What do you say?
Onions cooking in the pot will bring back the bleas. It's only a knife, or is it they're cooking also?
If they're cooking also, but you get into cheshwens if there's water in between. But let's keep it simple for a second. If onions is much more complicated, onions are always a mechal
eshvach.
What I say? So So what it makes the next clear that's a machlekes and a chayinim, like a chidah or machlekes.
The knife itself.
If you're going to a relative who you don't trust the kashrus, but they're getting kosher proof for you, so the food is okay, but the onions is a little more complicated because onions are b'chayla l'shvach, they're getting blias of whatever they have. Even though shas of chak is the what to be samech on, there is. So the art zirufim to be samech on, onions are machlekes, yamim is machlekes, and the your relatives don't eat treif, right? They're eating Sunday baksha, it might not be up to par, but it's definitely not time to chesed treif. So, you know, shas achag is there what to be samech on? Yes, but you know, you try to stay onions, could be a chelas. Als by try to stay away from onions in that type of situation.
But if there's an onion on the table, it tells you something about the pots, though, for the other food.
No, why?
Meaning, if the onion went into
the frying pan, then... I mean, those things are paris chamus, and the tassis of makam hefsid, you can be mako, or you have another tier, you can be mako. So usually, right, in these situations, you're not talking about trade. We're talking about, like, the kava onions is in basal chavis, you have another tier, you can be mako. Any benyoy, plus onion, and you have another tier, you can be mako. So usually, yes, welcome, but my sister died, that is so advised. We get to the moment done. 95% of the child's copy the food, not copy the pot. Any benyoy, the food's going to be mutter. Pat, you're always going to have to kasher. And now, in terms of when you have to kasher things, so the call is that the different levels of kale. There's kli rishon, there's kli sheni. Classical case. Take a fleishik, a spoon, and you mix your coffee. Do you have to kasher the fleishik, a spoon or not? And also, does it make the coffee tray for now? A nice hot coffee, a milk inside of it, the milk's not about the vishishon, and you take a spoon and you mix it. What's going to be the halacha? So, the whole need to whether klisheni gives up blias or not. Well, my sir, right? The minigam moyrim is was always to be mekel. The klisheni would not give up blias. Would not give up blias. So therefore, your coffee is a klisheni, right? Cook water in the urn. If it's not in a kli, if it's not in a klisheni, you take a kumkum, pour it into your coffee cup. It's klisheni. Put milk inside. Everything's a klisheni. Mix a spoon. Place a spoon. Everything's kosher. With the other, so everything's kosher. With the other, the minigam moyrim is that we hold that klisheni is not going to go with blias, and then it's going to be okay. Just say we'll watch on and watch on. So what time is? Keep track of there. Fine. Let's move out. We'll go a little more around the kitchen. In terms of microwaves, in terms of you should have. So it's time for bachrim. I would say buy your own knife, because probably most knives and bachrim dealers are probably treif like anything. Why? Because you cut onion. Let's say take onion. And then you take onion to cut with a fleishig knife. So now the onion comes fleishigs. And then somebody the next day cuts the other half of the onion with a mukhig knife. So now that just made the onion treif, right? And it made the onion treif because the bleeds of the went in. And it's also inside that it goes back in also. And afterwards somebody takes it goes back in. So probably most knives and bucking deers are treif. And it's probably good to have your own separate knife. Everything else, we're probably up for the best. The rest of things are kosher. Okay, now in terms of microwaves, so microwaves are, you should not use the same microwave for mochas and fleishigs, obviously. If you want to use it mainly, say, for mochigs, and then you want to use the fleishigs once in a while, if you double wrap it, then technically there aren't going to be any bleus, and it's going to be okay. If something's double wrapped, that's when you put in a tray file. Your meal's on when you go on the airline. So what happens? The oven is totally treif, right? The cook, the veil is treifus, if it's not a Jewish all-night, right? You find United, the veil is treifus in there, and then afterwards, I mean, they put your stuff in first, but it's a benyam with treifus. So why are you allowed to use it? Terry says something's double wrapped, so that's not called. It's not going to get any bleus if it's double wrapped. It just doesn't go in. Therefore, anything which is double wrapped, it's not going to be brown. So if you want to use a microwave and double wrap it, it's going to be okay. Just you always have to be careful. If you like wrap it in plastic, the ones that has to be sealed. Can't be just be double wrapped, that has to be sealed.
How about like plastic wrap?
What's plastic wrap? Saran wrap?
Saran wrap, yeah.
No, because it's not sealed. It's just wrapped around. If you want to do it, whatever. So you take a plastic bag, you tie it, you do another plastic bag, you tie it, it's okay. Just if you do it too long, sometimes it explodes. So just make sure you don't cook it too long. If it explodes, then it's going to get released all over the place and it's going to be a problem. Now, microwaves, if it comes straight, it's all about like in terms of castering it. Not so posh that it works. Nice. The minig is that we are makel. They just like steam it out, but better stay you know, try to keep it kosher, because it's definitely...
Probably the food touches the outside of the package, then it will be...
Food touches the outside of which package?
It was all wrapped in the oven. So then, if your food from that's hot touches the outside of the package, does that make a tray for it?
They don't put ever at the same time. Because if you notice, the kosher meals come out first. So first they put in the kosher meals. I was just saying that they had plain flu yesterday. Plain flu is already right. And yesterday they... Or that... Or whatever. So they always make that it doesn't touch. We have to make sure that the meals are double wrapped well. If not double wrapped well, then it's a problem. Once it's on a place, on an airplane, and four different meals were, you know, is that ripped? So this and that. If it's ripped, it could be a big problem. So
if the chief touches the double wrapping, it'll mess it up?
No. Doesn't mess up. It won't double wrap. Which I get when you cut open the airline meal. So what do? People do, you take out your fork and your spoon, whatever, the plastic spoon, you cut the... People cut the outside, and then they open it up. The outside, the zay and the condensation outside, might be treif. So if you do that, you have to just wipe off your fork and knife before you use it, because it could be just had a release of treif, and that's going to be a problem. Fine. In terms of... What else? Should we go about how much time we have? Like, 3 minutes? Yeah, in terms of ovens quickly. So in terms of ovens, so you should not use the same oven for fleishes and mochiks. If you want to use one for fleishes and always have the mochiks covered, technically it says the same thing. It's okay if it's always covered and it's okay. Shemzama didn't like it so much because what happens? You cook something. What do you do? You know, you go check it, see if it's ready. So you open it up and then steam flies out. You make a lasagna, you have it covered. So you're not sure if it's ready. You open it up and steam flies out and then goes all over into the oven. It was not recommended to use the same oven for milk and places, even cover it, because a lot of times when you're checking it out, then it gets into...
Double wrapped?
What? Double wrapped is for sure, okay. Even single wrap, technically, if it's totally wrapped and you line the tray, so it's not going to touch it, technically it'll be okay. Just it's not such a great idea to do that, because it's easy when you cook things, you have to see if it's okay and it opens up. And
why is it different than a microwave?
What do you say?
A microwave, you need it double wrapped.
My work is always going to be steamed by a microwave all over the place. And that's what it's not recommended. Now, let's say you cook challah. People know if you cook challah in a fleishiga oven, can you go ahead and use it for mochiks? I forgot to speak about pot. Let's start with macaroni, right? You cook macaroni in a fleishiga pot. Can you now put cheese on it or not? So the lacha is like this. If the kids have been yoming, what's going to be the lacha?
No.
Then you can't do it. Not true. You know, you see, you cook macaroni in a fleishiga pot. No, so it comes fleishig. If you put cheese on it, then it's going to be choked, right? What? Not so much, not so much. If it's any benyoimai, so then if you cook macaroni in a fleishig pan, it was not a benyoimai, so the lach is, blias don't go into it. Therefore, it's interesting. Your must is, you shouldn't do it with intention to do it. You shouldn't plan to cook macaroni in a fleishig pan to put cheese on it. But if you did it, it's okay to put cheese on it. Don't plan it, but if you did it, your leftovers, or you realize afterwards, then it's okay to...
For that, you could rely on stam being vinyama.
That what?
For that, you could rely on stam being vinyama.
Yeah. If you don't know that I was using the last 24 hours, then it's, therefore, then it's going to be okay. So if you have macaroni and macaroni, vinyama is a problem, any vinyama, don't do it like chila, but if you did it, if you cooked it, not if you mixed it, then it's okay to do other things we will mix, the same, together. Yeah, my grandma cheese, I guess that's an example. What are the foods?
Rice.
You want to put meatballs on it, right? Meatball sauce on the rice. So basically, if the milk is milk by benyami, don't do it. If benyami, don't do it with attention. But the avid is going to be.
And if you already put it on, then you can eat it.
No. Any benyami, if I already cooked it, I could do it. You're not supposed to. Before you're cooking, you call me and say, can I now cook macaroni in the fleishiga pot to put cheese on it once any benyami? So you. No, you shouldn't cook it like a chila to do such a thing, but once you cooked it already, then already you're allowed to...
I heard that if you have more power pots and you want to make something that rice to put meat sauce on,
by any benyama, you can be make though. Then you're not mucking seconds, it's not that, be able to go ahead.
Nothing about cooking, let's say a mixer or something.
So mixers, the question is hot or cold. In other words, is it hot or cold? If things are not hot, which also, all the times you wash the things in the sink, right? You get this, like, 10 times a week. Somebody, they took a milk like a spoon and they washed in the cleaning lady, or the cleaning lady, okay. The cleaning lady from, or someone was on the phone, whatever it is, and they washed the milk like a spoon in the fleishika, sink. What? So you have to ask two things first. Number one is, was it really hot water? Most of the don't have like really hot water, like that's really, really hot. Maybe the Yonkers system, but that cloud, usually it's not going to be Mamash Yatzel light display, therefore most times it's going to be okay. It's cool, at least only if it's Mamash Yatzel. The second thing you have to always know is if there were a lot of like soap in there, so then if you put soap, so that's like, that's pagan, whatever, you put soap on the, you get a little like sauce on the fork, you put soap on it, so now it's pagan, therefore anything which is going to go into the sink is ready to be pagan, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So therefore most times either it's not Yatzel light display,
or it's
pagan means, what does the word pagan mean?
No, meaning in this context.
If I put soap on my fleishika spoon, so the fleishika spoon had a little meat sauce on it, right? So now it fell, got a little soapy, and it fell down into the sink. Now that is true for my sink or not. So being that the meat sauce now is mixed with soap, so it tastes horrible, it's pagan. Therefore, the bedekha, that's not, therefore. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Okay, I guess we're out of time.